Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Zurian Show. I hope that everybody is having a great and wonderful day and that your week, your month, and your year is showing you everything that you want to see and that you're getting all of the things out of all of the things that are being presented to you that are good, that you're taking the best of everything that's being presented to you and you're using it and you're growing and you're maturing and you're becoming the people that you want to become, or you're even getting better than you were before each and every day. Today, Blog Talk, we're going to talk about people that are constantly saying, oh, well, that wasn't what I meant. Oh, well, I didn't think that's what was going to happen. Oh, well, that wasn't my intent. Oh, well, I didn't mean for that to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, that's evil, okay? You people that constantly do that, that is extremely bad. First off, you're not only jeopardizing your own self, you're jeopardizing the other people around you. And you're also violating some basic trust, especially if you work in a team. If you work in a team environment and you're constantly giving people excuses and your solution to that is, well, I just wanted everybody to know. Well, I just wanted to document. Well, I was just trying to, you know, make sure that I was able to handle it the proper way. First off, give me a break. I mean, who do you really think you're blowing smoke ups took us? Ladies and gentlemen, you're not handling yourself correctly. Now, mind you, it's your call how you decide to move forward with any and everything that you do. But also understand that we are people and we live in a world, and communication is key, and trust is something that is of the utmost. If you start damaging your relationship with the people that you work with, you're going to be in a room full of people that can't trust you. If you're in a room full of people that can't trust you, you don't have a relationship, be it professional or anything else. You have a particular event going on where you're basically setting yourself up to fail. Now, nobody that's listening to the show today has to believe or see it the way that I see it. That's fine if you don't see it that way. But let me explain to you right now, you've probably got some problems. And you've got some even bigger problems coming ahead of you. Again, relationships are based on trust. They're based on each individual not only doing their share, but on occasion helping each other out and doing things where you win as a team so that you grow and mature. If you have a particular job or a particular team that you work for, or a company, or, you know, you play a particular sport, each sport, especially if it's a team concept, is based on each person doing their part to help the team, to help the overall team win. And each win gets you closer to your particular goals or the particular things that you're trying to do. However, when you have entities that are doing the opposite thing and they're trying to do it for whatever reason that they think they're trying to do it and they're hurting the majority of the players, and when I say this, you're hurting the majority of the players that are all trying to do the same thing. Your goals are supposed to be to help the team win, be it that it's your team or somebody else's team and you happen to play on it. Unfortunately, we get a lot of people that seem to think that, you know, covering their tail is part of supporting the team. That's not part of supporting the team. That's part of you supporting you. That's part of you doing things that aren't going to help the team, but that you believe and feel are going to help you. And in the end, they don't help you because you're not a member of the team, and now the team, in most cases, is going to look to try to replace you. Plus that, everything that we do that we want to succeed in, and we want to succeed in the fastest way possible, needs to be a team effort. Now, mind you, the people that you work with or the people that are on your team don't necessarily have to like you, but it's probably a really good thing if the people on your team at least respect you. And if you're violating the team's trust, then what's happening is you're more than likely losing the respect and the trust of your team members. So these are people that no longer can rely on you. These are people that can't look at you or look to you to do your part and to do the things necessary to help not only them, but to help the team. So, if you don't think that this particular conversation is to you, maybe you should listen to it again and have a more open mind when you listen to it. Please understand that nobody's perfect. As I've said many times before, we are all a work in progress, and we are all trying to develop and grow and become the best people that we can. But we also need to know that sometimes we do things that are counterproductive to our growth. We do stuff that is counterproductive to the development in which we say that we're trying to create, the environment that we're trying to create. Ladies and gentlemen, if the majority of the people around you don't like you, they don't like you because you've done something to make them feel that they don't, that they can't trust you, that they can't depend on you. All right? You need to build trust amongst your team members. It doesn't matter if you're their supervisor, their manager, their vice president. None of that stuff matters. What matters is that you have a cohesive team that's going to work together. We do not grow in conflict, ladies and gentlemen. We grow in conflict only in the sense of if we have a team concept and we're working to grow and develop, then we can do that. But if you've got cancers within your organization, negative Neds and negative Nellies that aren't pulling their weight, or that are causing discontentment amongst the other team members, that's a negative. You know, I don't care how you push it. I don't care how you slice it. I understand that everybody has an objective and everybody has, you know, their own way of seeing things and doing things, and they want things a certain way. But please understand that the people that you work with today, you may work with tomorrow. The people that you meet in one company, you may run into them in another company. The people that you meet on the way up are the same people that you meet on the way down, except those people that you see when you're back on the way down are people that are trying to put you on the express bus to down. Why? Because you've done things to jeopardize your relationship, be it professional or non-professional, with those people. And people are not likely to forget it. People are not likely to dismiss it. And when you give them the chance to get back at you, people are people, okay? You can talk about all the, I'm going to do the right thing and they're going to do the right thing and all of that stuff, but people are people. So how they react depends on how they perceive it. I'm not saying that they should act incorrectly. I'm not saying that they should do things that jeopardize anybody else or put anybody else at risk. But, you know, don't get me wrong, but look at the news, ladies and gentlemen. Look in front of you. Look at what's going on around you every day. And look at the heinous and ridiculous things that people are doing to each other. My point or my concern is, are you creating this negativity in your life? Are you creating this stress and this problem, not only for yourself, but for the others around you? And are you basically setting yourself up to fail? You know, are you really putting yourself in a position where win-win is not an opportunity that's going to be afforded to you because everybody that's looking at you is talking about negative things about you? They're associating negative things about you. They're looking at you in a negative light, and that's not going to help your future. One monkey does not stop a shell. It does not. However, one monkey can create a lot of difficulty for a whole lot of other people. That negativeness can spread, like I said, like a cancer, like something that we need to remove. And what's going to end up happening is that eventually we're going to either need to cut that cancer out or we're going to need to eradicate that area. Hopefully you're not that cancer. Hopefully you're not the person that's bringing all this negativity not only to those around you but to yourself. Hopefully you're not the person that's causing all kinds of difficulty not only, again, amongst yourself, but amongst your co-workers, your family, your friends. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to treat people the way that we want to be treated. We need to understand that the same wind blows on us all. We need to understand that it's not the blowing of the wind that takes you off course, but it's the set of the sail. Are you setting your sail to get you where you need to be, or are you sabotaging yourself? Do you have a magnet next to your compass? And if you have a magnet next to your compass is not going to point true north. And trying to make yourself believe that the way that you're going is true north when it's not, is not helping you. It's not serving you. It's not going to get you where you want to be. It's not going to get your family where you want to be. Life, for a lot of people, is hard. But it's hard because a lot of people make it hard. They do counterproductive things. They do things that set them up to fail or set others up to fail. You know? It's just really sad. And this is a show, or one of those shows, where I hope that the point is getting across and that I'm not sending mixed messages. What I hope that I'm explaining or saying to everybody and that they're getting is that you are a great and wonderful person and capable of great and wonderful things. Stop being less than you are. Stop stooping to a level in the belief that it's going to put you someplace where it's not. Stop doing things that are counterproductive to your own growth, your own development, and start trying to do something that's greater than you. Start trying to do things that are going to help other people to grow, to develop, to mature. Find ways where not necessarily you benefit, but where others benefit. I'm not saying cut off your nose to spite your face. What I am saying is do things that are going to be looked at as positives later on, not negatives. Do things where you're not going to the underworld side, you're going to the upper side. Do things where when you do them, you know that they're right. There's a saying, if you have to second guess what you're doing, you probably shouldn't do it. And that's very true. You know, if you're living in fear, then maybe you need to find something else to do. Maybe you need to find another profession. Maybe you need to find and look at what's going to help you grow and help you become the person that you need to be. Maybe you need to step out of that little box that you're in and see the world for the way that it is. I don't know about you guys, but I pay a mortgage every month. I pay electric, I pay gas, you know, I have other responsibilities that I need to take care of. And I know that there's a lot of people around me that also have to do the same thing. I know that I have to pay taxes, I know that I have to take care of my responsibilities, and that all of my responsibilities are mine. If you're one of those people and you're not doing all of those things, you know, if you're still living with your mom and your dad, you know, if you're only paying a partial share of what you would need to pay to live, maybe you need to reevaluate and look at the people that are trying to deal with things that are far more than you, because they're actually taking on more risk. They're taking on more challenges. They're actually handling their day-to-day life, and everything's on them. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that the message that I was trying to send is getting across, and it's getting across clearly. We need to take responsibility for our actions, and we need to stop making excuses. We need to stop acting like it's all about us and understand that it's not all about us, and that there's other people out there, and we need to think about them. We need to respect the people that we work with and the people that we work for and give them the respect that they're due. We need to treat people like we believe we want to be treated, and in case hopefully they will believe that they want to be treated. And that needs to be in a good, fair, and positive way. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. And I truly appreciate and am honored by the fact that I have you as listeners on the show. And with that, I want to tell everybody, have a great, wonderful day. Take care and be well. Today is now. Change is in you. Start your change. For a positive and beautiful world and a positive and beautiful you. Take care.